As we celebrate spring, are you thinking about ways you can spring clean your life? Stay tuned with my conversation with Dr. Laura as she shares strategies on how we can clear out the clutter in other areas of our life. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the go-to source for transforming chaos into order. Hosted by me, Janet M. Taylor, with over 20 years of experience in the organizing industry, I've dedicated my career to helping clients master the art of organization, turning cluttered spaces into models of efficiency and peace. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you're having a great start to your week. In this episode, our guest is Dr. Laura Purdy, and she's going to be sharing strategies on really how we can declutter a lot of different areas of our lives. And of course, I will also be sharing my product app, repurpose, and book suggestion for this week. Did you know two of the top goals for the spring season are eat healthy and reduce stress, which is why I wanted to bring on an expert, Dr. Laura. She's the dynamo disrupting the landscape of digital healthcare and rightfully hailed as America's favorite doctor. A luminary in her field, Dr. Laura's journey from a performing pianist to a magna cum laude graduate in psychology and a distinguished alumna of the Uniformed Service University of the Health Service Sciences, underscores her relentless pursuit of excellence. Distinguished and esteemed media outlets such as InStyle, Times, Vogue, People, Glamour, and Forms, to name a few, Dr. Laura's trailblazing impact on the future of digital healthcare is profound. Her expertise has become a cornerstone for major telehealth setups, where she manages a vast patient panel of over 25,000 and advises numerous virtual wellness endeavors. A veteran with 14 years of dedicated service in the U.S. Army, Dr. Laura's impact extended from delivering babies to now revolutionizing telemedicine networks. Post-military, she became the first full-time telemedicine physician and medical director of MedLive, treating over 20,000 patients and extended her virtual care to the front lines of the Ukraine war zone during the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, I want you to just kind of sit back, maybe share this interview with somebody. This is an awesome conversation with Dr. Laura about maybe decluttering some of those other areas of our lives this spring. And welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I am excited because it's spring. And of course, with spring, you know, we're thinking about spring cleaning. But what about our wellness, which is why I have America's favorite doctor. And that's what you should follow on Instagram, Dr. Laura Purdy. Dr. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to get to chat with you.
I am too. But before we get into the wellness, what made you decide to really focus on wellness? Because I've saw your, you know, career from the military, and of course you're a mom and you do so many things. So what made you decide to focus on wellness?
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that undergoing a career in medicine, we learn how to cure disease. And just because someone is healthy, it doesn't mean always that they have a good state of wellness. we can cure someone of every disease or condition that is plaguing them, and they can still not be well. And when I was getting out of the military, I focused a lot on veterans who were like wounded, ill, injured, and then processing out of the military, and wellness, which includes everything from food, sleep hygiene, exercise, even like spirituality, social connections, intimacy, those are all the other segments. And health is, of course, important, but it's only one segment of wellness. So I feel like we do a better job of helping people when we treat all of those areas and prioritize wellness, not only health.
Mm. So in your experience, what are some of the things, I guess, we do that really kind of contradicts, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, I want to have a healthy life, I want to be well. But what are maybe some of our habits or routines that just like really go against that principle?
You know, what I like to tell people, and I think this is really important, is that wellness is different for everyone. And you know, for example, all those things I just mentioned, how important exercise is to you, or how important social connections are to you. And everybody's balance is different. If you listen to external pressures or voices that tell you, oh, this is what you should be focusing on, then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss what your heart, your mind, your body, your brain, your desires, you're going to miss what's important to you. So I think that when we work with people on wellness, it's important to help them first get in touch with themselves and say, where do you feel like you're lacking? If you feel like you're lacking in an area of your wellness, then that's where you want to shift some of your efforts or your energy. And I think a lot of people find that even just little changes, like, for example, maybe it is exercising more, maybe it is spending more time with friends, we feel better when we prioritize those things that are important for us.
Mm. And I like what you said is different for everyone, because that's the same thing with a lot of times when we look at what people are eating. I'm like, it's different for everyone. I says, yes, I still enjoy a lot of the foods, but I've learned just not to bring them in my home, Dr. Laura, because that's when I overdo it. But if I'm out, like if, you know, we're hanging out and all of a sudden, you know, there's some like maybe chips or maybe something, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to eat some, but I necessarily would not bring them in my home. And you're right. Even about the exercise, I had to really change my thought process, because I realized it's important for me to exercise, but also I have to do something that I know that I'll stick to. So I finally found a routine that I can stick to 6 days a week. I also realize I can't do the same thing every day because I get bored. So you're right. You have to create something that's for you and also your wellness and your health needs. So with that in mind, you know, we're in a new season. And of course, you know, the winter time, depending on where you are, you know, that season, sometimes we're indoors a lot more. And of course, you know, we eat those, I guess, comfort foods. So what are some of the things as we go into the spring, you know, with the spring cleaning, what are some of the things maybe we need to do in regards to wellness and spring cleaning?
Ooh, well, spring cleaning, you're talking about your house, but I do think it's also a good time to think about that with your body and your mind and your spirit and your social, everything, right? Winter tends to be a time, even in places like where I live, which is in Miami, there still is a period of time in the winter where maybe we are less active. Maybe we are, you know, the weather keeps you inside. We're focusing on the holidays, which is typically externally focused. You're thinking about other people, travel, maybe gifts, maybe events. Everything you're focusing on is out here, right? Kids are out of school if you're a parent, and that's, you're thinking about that. So as you move into the spring, I think it's a great opportunity for us to reconnect with ourselves and say, how am I feeling while you're cleaning out your closet? Maybe you're cleaning out all your clothes in your closet. Get back in touch with yourself and say, okay, really, where am I at in all of these areas in my life? Where do I feel? You can feel it. You can feel it. Sometimes it's in the pit of your stomach or in your heart, or you can't get something off your mind that you feel like you're unhappy or unsatisfied. And we can do this spring cleaning in our lives, in our minds. Are you surrounded by all the right people? Are you engaged in all the right activities? How's your schedule? Are you saying yes too much? Do you have clutter in your life in your body, in your mind, in your heart, where's the clutter? And as you're thinking about getting it out of your house, right? Let's do that with our lives as well. It can be a spirit of spring cleaning or decluttering, or it can be a season of full decluttering and really moving yourself towards wellness.
I like what you said. And when you said that, Dr. Laura, it reminded me of a friend who is going on what she calls a sabbatical. She says, Jan, I'm still going to work, but I've decided I'm not going to do the tours at a museum anymore. I'm not going to be involved in a couple of book clubs. I'm just really going to really focus more on me. And I like that. Like, what areas do you need to really do some spring cleaning? Because sometimes I believe that when you do focus on the areas you mentioned, then it makes it gives us like that energy we need to actually focus on the physical clutter as well, because a lot of times they're both related too. So thank you for sharing that. So okay, did you listen, listeners, and those of you watching, spring cleaning may be just looking at your life, sitting down. So Dr. Laura, with all that you do, I'm sorry, did you want to say something? Because I saw you
gesturing, just like right here. I'm with you right here.
So with all that you do, I mean, I saw all your beautiful children and then, of course, your pets and then, of course, all the things you do for your, you know, your career, but also in the community. How do you stay organized? And I ask you that because everybody looks happy. And I think sometimes people feel that, okay, if I'm organized, I'm going to have to get rid of stuff. But you feel, you look like, just from the pictures, that everybody is happy because they're like just really at a place where, yes, we are happy, we're together. But sometimes people feel like they got to give up stuff in order to be organized.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret about me. I am not very organized. I'm not. Organization is not and has never been something that I'm very gifted at, even since childhood, which is funny because my mother is very organized and it didn't come to me. My oldest daughter, extremely organized. I am not. And what I've learned as we talk about looking at all those areas of our lives and facets of ourselves, what I've learned is that I need help, right? So within my business, within my company, I do have executive assistants, administrative assistants, somebody manages my calendar. There's a lot of tasks that I have been able to kind of delegate to other people, which frees me up to focus on the things that I'm good at and where my gifts and my skills and my talents are. And I know that that's not necessarily something that everyone has access to, right? Like not everybody can get help, except for the fact that you can. There are ways that you can look online and say, how do I make my bathroom counter more organized or something? There is help out there. There are people like yourself, like other books, resources, and ways that you can say, okay, I admit, not very organized, but how do I seek out the people who are and the resources that can help me? And you can actually be, and I feel this way too, you can be empowered. And I will tell you, for the maybe disorganized people out there, routines can help. So getting into routines, knowing where things belong, everything having a place. For me, these things are important because it helps me to solidify that in my mind. And I can give the illusion or appearance of being more organized, but really I'm learning from those who are putting systems in place and then trying really hard to stick with them.
You know, and I'm glad you said that, Dr. Laura, because one of the things I've always loved to do, because my mother did it, was always entertain. Well, that's just something that just overwhelms me. It scares me. The thought of just putting a menu together was just like shut me down. And then one time I decided to just step out because a mentor said, Janet, you know, you really don't have to cook everything. You can get it catered. And I was like, oh, I never thought about that. And I did that. And I invited my best friend over. And then I saw, she came over early. She set everything up. She even put mints on the table. So now I'm more empowered. Like you said, I have the help. It's like, okay, this is a day I would like to have a party. Are you available? Can you come over? Can you help me? Can you set up? I'll have all the food and everything else you need and whatever other, you know, little decorative items. But can you? And she's like, of course. So you're right. Sometimes we do need that help. And I think that is part of living an organized life is knowing when you need the help. I know someone who is in that sandwich generation. She's, you know, a single mom with a son, but she also has her father living with her. She decided it was an investment for her to have somebody come in and clean. She said that way she can spend time with her son. So thank you for sharing that, because sometimes we do need help in order to live that organized life. So Dr. Laura, you know, I could talk to you all day, but how can people connect with you?
There's a few ways you can connect with me. I do have an Instagram, which is at America's Favorite Doctor. I have a website, drlaurapurdy.com. And if you want to say hi, or if you have questions, if you want to become a patient in our virtual clinic, we can help you work on your wellness. We'd love to see you. We'd love to talk to you. Our doors are wide open always.
And of course, all of you watching as well as listening, you know, I will have all of the ways you can connect with Dr. Laura on the show page. Well, Dr. Laura, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today.
Thank you for having me. And I hope everybody found something that they can learn from what we've talked about today. I'm excited to continue pursuing my own spring cleaning.
Me too. So what was your takeaway from my conversation with Dr. Laura? I love the way she just kind of shared some practical strategies on really some of the things that we need to get rid of, some of the areas we need to clutter. And she even talked about relationships. I know sometimes it's not easy for us to even think about, but sometimes it's beneficial. It's beneficial and it's necessary. Well, now let's transition to Taylor's tip time. And this is where I'll be sharing just 5 practical tips to help you organize. And so as we're moving into the spring and just really thinking about health and wellness, 1, clean out your closet. Clean out your closet of those clothes specifically that you haven't worn, and they just do not make you feel good. It may be a color. It may be a style. 2, let's go move to our technology, and let's get rid of those old emails, those voicemails, those text messages that you just need to eliminate. 3, move over to the refrigerator, and you know how you need to clean out the thing of things that have expired, things that maybe you tasted you really didn't like. Let's get rid of it. And even sometimes, if you're down to that last little bit and you know that it's no longer healthy, get rid of it. 4, let's schedule some time. You know, make room in our closets to live a healthy life. And that could mean just maybe walking outside, walking around the block, getting a buddy to walk. And 5, scheduling time for yourself. When was the last time you scheduled a do nothing day? Or maybe I know, because maybe you've got responsibilities, you got kids, you also have taken care of someone, caregiving. But when was the last time you maybe carved out an hour, maybe a half a day, maybe an entire day just for you, just to do nothing? So clean out that closet, delete them, those old emails and voicemails, clean out that refrigerator, schedule time for exercise, and schedule time for you. And for those of you listening, I would love to hear from you, especially if you enjoy listening to this podcast. So please leave a review, you know, Apple Podcasts, or just, you know, rate it on whatever platform you're listening to. Now, are you ready to get your life organized? Because I know you are. So virtual sessions are available. Whether it's your paperwork, whether it's your schedule, whether it's your overall life, I am here to help guide you on your journey to organization. So visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Schedule a complimentary 15-minute session. Because sometimes during those 15 minutes, I can give you a couple of strategies, steps to help you conquer your clutter and get organized. So start taking action now, and you can make progress today. And of course, I always like to take a moment out to say thank you. Thank you for following me on social media. Thank you for your likes and your shares. And please continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. And on Pinterest, I have a healthy and fit board. And I just kind of have some strategies on how you can be healthy and you can be fit. And of course, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe. Click the bell for reminders, because that is where you will find my absolutely wonderful interviews with my guests. And, of course, if you are thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Org. Totally organized. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that's totally organized. It's free. Join today. Each week, we continue with conversations started on the podcast. There are times when I'll give them like weekly challenges just to actually keep them on focus. But also what I love about this group is when somebody posts something, maybe they did some shredding, maybe they got rid of something, they donated something, they cleared a space. You should see the other members just congratulating them. It's an awesome place. Now, I took a pause because do you know what time it is? Do you get your dance on? And if you do, where do you get your dance on? Do you get in the living room? Is it the dining room? Is it the kitchen? Or do you kind of just do a little dance when you're maybe outside walking because you're listening to us on your favorite platform? Well, it's Toss It Tuesday time. And this is where I help you declutter and simplify your life. So this week, the water bottles. We all have them. We use some, and some just kind of collect us or look pretty in the kitchen cabinet. I want you to get rid of the ones that look pretty in the kitchen cabinet. So let's get rid of those. Let's donate them if they haven't been used. Because, you know, sometimes you go to conferences and they give you one. And it's really cute. But is it practical? Because you got your favorite one. So think about that. My weekly app suggestion is Calm. Because we're talking about spring cleaning. We're talking about wellness. Calm. It's a mental health app, which a lot of you probably already have, and it's designed to help you manage stress, sleep better, and live happier and healthier life. My product suggestion for this week is in my product section, and it's the ergonomic products, because we're also looking at things how we can function a lot easier and better, so check out those products. And of course, my repurpose is repurposing things in the garden, because we have so many wonderful things, but sometimes it chips, it breaks, and you really don't want to use it anymore, but you still have that emotional attachment to it. Repurpose it in the garden, so that way you can still love it and use it. And my book suggestion for you this week is Do Less. And a revolutionary approach to time and energy management for ambitious women. Again, Do Less. A revolutionary approach to time and energy management for ambitious women. So, my quote for the week is, it's never too early or too late to work towards being the healthiest you. I think I need to repeat that. It's never too early or too late to work towards being the healthiest you. Well, we love to hear from our listeners, so connect with us on our social media platforms, share your journey, and become part of the Got Clutter, Get Organized community. Whether you're seeking guidance, looking to connect with our guests, or simply want to share your thoughts, we're here for you. So make sure you subscribe and join the journey. Don't miss an episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and embark on a journey of life organization. Let's grow together one episode at a time. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.